63. They are icons, and look who we've dragged in the studio. It's the Messiah, Rooch. We've lassoed him.
That's why everything's working today. The man has been here to do the miracle for us.
He's gifted. There's no doubt about it. He's in here to prepare to do his
show Ben now.
On Sports Day. No, we never get rid of Bumfluff Benny. Blighty, thank you for popping in under reluctance.
Hello, Kim Dillon. Hello, Michelangelo Rooch. It's lovely to talk to two knowledgeable people in the world of sport and in life generally.
Oh, I love you. You had a special task last
Very
night.
Special.
You didn't perform your duties here. You were given leave of absence.
Yes.
You were down at the Cathedral Hotel.
Was indeed.
Yeah.
Actually, I must tell you, you wouldn't believe it. The last time I was there was a reunion for the 98 Premiership side for the Adelaide Football Club.
I thought you were going to say it's when you met Patsy.
No. We were guests of the, obviously, Adelaide Oval and the Crows game, so we had our reunion there. In 2018. So what's that?
20
years on.
Oh, 20 years on. Sorry, yeah. 2018.
Don't stretch it out.
No. But it was nice to go back there again. And I must say, I got out the car park, I parked, and I walked in, and young Jason was there.
Owen Francis
was there with his mum and Fabian Francis. I walked in with him and had a long conversation with him during the night. In the lead up, took ages to get going, but just in his journey in football and obviously his time at Port Adelaide, which was coincided with obviously Port Adelaide coming into the competition, the power.
We'll give you a bonus coffee if you can remember the number he wore.
He was, 33 was Jason. No, I looked
at Meadie was 33.
Yeah.
Flash was 8, wasn't he?
Yes, I think.
Come on, Rooch.
You're right. Yes. I was just thinking. I looked up Jason, and he was 33 for South Adelaide. So
yes.
So it was actually 8.
We know you've got to prepare for Sports Day, what was it like? You presented the jumper to him, and it was North Melbourne, your old club's first ever number one draft pick.
Yeah, it was actually. I mean, in the picking order that people that were there, there was obviously Jason, and there was a lot of his mates. And I thought that what actually happened, we're going to interview him tonight, but the sound went dead. So you actually couldn't hear the announcement in the room. Mm. So there's a whole lot of people there, you know, a lot of interested people, of course, including South Adelaide coaches, Glenelg coaches, because, as you know, someone went a bit later on. Yep. So there were a lot of people in there, and it just, hang on, what happened? And you could see someone mouthing words, but nothing came out. So eventually, I think it was his manager, I asked him tonight, I think it was his manager actually said, he was there with Jade Rodbron. His wife. So I spoke to Jade for a while. So that was lovely. Is that it? Am I supposed to? And I mean, it was lovely to see, and everyone's looking around like stale bottles, you know what I mean?
Such a good job to the point whereby Jason slept in the jumper last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Meant so much to him, he won't take it off.
You know what? It was like when I got my first footy, I had to pinch it. You know, from the
back of the oval. Yes, we know the story.
I put it in the wheat drum, but the night before I actually slept with it, before it actually became hot, I felt, from the coppers. So I can imagine, you know, I mean, we've been around the game a long time, you know, but to see those kids there, when he finally decided he was number one, I mean, his mates just all flocked. It was just brilliant. I mean, it was just unbridled enthusiasm for a terrific youngster.
He looks well prepared for the round, doesn't he?
Yeah, when talking to Fabian, you know, obviously his stepfather, he just said, he's competitive. Hmm. He wants to do it. And obviously Fabian's actually tried to help him, like all the coaches have at South Adelaide. And so he said, he doesn't need a lot of motivation. He goes, okay. That's a really good sign.
He said that chatting with Fabian, they've targeted that he definitely wants to be round one.
Yeah. And I think that I talk about goals a lot to a lot of people, you know, over the journey. And I just, you know, I actually used to do it slightly differently. And then you'd look back and see what you did. Whereas a guy like, I remember Robert Di Costello would just, I'm going to run this time, this time, and this time. Mm. Some players are like that. I always prefer the guy. And I'd be saying that the first training run is the most important thing you're going to do next. Full stop, get through that. Mm. And because what a lot of blokes say to me over the journey is, I want to play 22 games for the year. Oh, no, can I talk you out of that? I'll tell you why. You can tread on a button at home and trip and do your ankle, and all of a sudden every dream you've had's gone.
That's it.
Can we just do it one session at a time? We'll make it bloody good, but only one session at a time.
So it's a good lesson.
It's round one, and I can tell you now, I've seen a lot of people's dreams go by putting that heat on themselves and pressure. It's nice to have the aim of getting there, but I think if you take it a bit more piecemeal, you know, one training run at a time, one meeting at a time, because there's a lot of water to go under the bridge.
Easier to achieve success that way. Yeah. Hey, Blighty, I know you hate talking about yourself, and she nearly choked on his coffee then.
When you're in show business, you know, when you're actually doing it and achieving all those things, you don't talk about it.
There was a better answer, Mel.
Don't bring it back to me.
Yeah,
you're saying that to me?
I know him well enough. I left the door open. He was too polite.
To show?
I should say that.
It was a segue to something. You said the excitement of when he was read out as number one. There was no audio. Forgetting that. To the way you entered the VFL, just quickly, because that was back in the days of Ronnie Joseph and a bag of cash and all that. How did it happen for you?
Well, interesting. At the time, I think there were only four or five South Australians playing in the VFL. Right? Don't forget every state. The Waffle had theirs, Sandford had theirs, VFL, even QFL and NSW. Tasmania. Everyone had their own states. And, of course, our pinnacle, obviously, other than the grand final, because only two games ago, there was actually playing state football as you rode up. So state football was the biggest thing that we could do. And I was fortunate enough to play there and go on. So there was a carnival. The last official carnival was in 1972. Every year, every 3 or 4 years, was the only time you could get all Australian, right? Only time ever. See, blokes like Lee Matthews, Kevin Bartlett hasn't got one because he didn't, in the 72 carnival, I think he got injured or didn't play. And then after 79, they're all at the end of the season. So for 7 or 8 years of the Matthews of the world, probably the Bartletts of the world, and even myself to some degree, you couldn't appear. So when you actually talk about all Australians now and they say he had 8 or 9, well, I can tell you now, Matthews and Bartlett would have got 12.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So
put in 72, that in perspective, you performed at the carnival.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And
one club or how many clubs? Because it was only just starting in the 70s where they were grabbing players from interstate.
Well, no, there was some. Western Australia had a really good strike, right? Tasmania, of course, had been...
Tassie had been worked over.
And there had been some players go from South Australia that hadn't been all that successful. So South Australia had a bit of a smelly name about it. We don't need to go there because whether it was or wasn't, that's the way it happened. So to actually go down that track, there weren't a lot of players there. So
there would have been Robert Day still? Was he still there?
Yeah.
Bowden Jaworski still there?
Bugs had been there. Yeah, I played in a grand final against
him. He was tough, Bugs.
Yeah, he was a good solid player.
Yeah, but you're right, there weren't many.
Craig McKellar, Ray Hubbards went there.
That's
two
it.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been many.
Oh, Ray Hubbards, of course. So was it just North Melbourne who had had little success up to then?
I actually went to a room in Perth with the Footscray Football Club with Ray Hubbards. So the both of us went there. And also spoke to West Perth. They were pretty keen for some strange reason. So, and then another phone call. But they were the two I actually met in over there. So, and I you talked about it. And then, of course, North Melbourne came on the scene. And when I came back, I haven't told this story for years, but when I came back, guess who was on the doorstep here in Adelaide? Ron Joseph from North Melbourne.
Yep. With a bag?
No, not there, no.
Come on. The tax man's not listening. What
no,
they,
we
what
all
they
got found
you?
Out anyhow. So it was all done. Not very much. It was
10 grand?
Yeah, probably.
It's about 100 now, Rich.
So Ron actually really followed up, so that was, I guess that always influenced me. And the other thing was, Noel Teasdale was my coach at the time, and he had that North Melbourne connection. Yep. Not that Teaser spoke to me a lot about it, to be perfectly honest, but, you just started watching North Melbourne a bit. See, I never watched VFL footy. I watched Port Adelaide, Nord and Glenelgan, Woodville and West Torrens,
Was Noel Teasdale there? Torrens attacked him. He was there as a playing coach and then went to Woodville? Woodville though.
But no, he went to Woodville first.
Woodville first, then to Torrens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how that unfolded. And it was really just, there were a myriad of reasons, including I'd just been married just about to get married at that time. So it was like almost like a new start in the world type thing.
Yeah. And no regrets?
No, none whatsoever. But it wasn't just one reason, but it was just the persistence of Ron Joseph. He just would not leave it alone. And then North Melbourne got Barassi to come. Then they got three captains from other clubs. Imagine that. Wade, Rantel, Wade. Barry Davis, who ended up captaining the first premiership side. Mate, if you wanted to be anywhere in the world in football in those days, North Melbourne with Barassi, that... Yeah. We were front page, back page every day.
Well, Blighty, I Barrack because of you. I Barrack for North Melbourne. We just started seeing it on the winners on the ABC. But the names that were recruited, Sam Kekovic, Arnold Brightus, number six, I think.
Yeah,
volatile, and it was an exciting brand.
Well, Barry Cable came as well. Yep. And then John Burns and Dick Michalczyk, who had a run here in Adelaide for a while. And I mean, eventually Ross Glendening and Kevin. Mate, it was a list of...
Cracker Brothers.
Yeah, the Cracker Brothers. And also Graham Melrose, you know, Sandover medal winner. If you'd won a medal or a best and fairest, Terry Moore came from Central Districts and all that sort of stuff. So if you'd won anything, Ron Joseph was on your doorstep and North Melbourne were there.
Yeah, there's a different
not
one.
Not to forget the great Russell Ebert.
Oh, and Russell, of course, and Graham Corns for that matter. You know, obviously they came later.
Hard done by Stud, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was.
I thought he was.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Blighty, we appreciate you jumping in. We know you've got you prepared for your other show. Well done last night going down to the cathedral and presenting the jumper that the young lad slept in. Jason Horn Francis. I always get it wrong. Thanks, Blighty.
Kim, it's been lovely to talk to you and Michelangelo, and I did enjoy your career. You were very good at times.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
As he walked in, hey, the only coach to have me tag, he knows talent when he sees it, Roach. Don't worry about that.